7.
St. Peter's Square, Francis, the first ever, Jorge Mario Virgilio, 76 years old, from Latin America, is the first from Latin America, the first Jesuit, and the first to be named Francis. Oh, yeah. And this is our first hour here, for many of you, on America Tonight. Kate Delaney is my name, and welcome to the show. Big shout out to everybody listening to us in the East, the West, the South, and all of my favorite folks in the Midwest, too, as well. Were you talking about the Pope? Everybody was reacting to it, even if you're not Catholic, or maybe you don't really think it has much of an effect on your life. There was so much coverage that the world reacted to Francis the First, a guy who was a Jesuit for his whole entire life and a cardinal from Latin America who is said to be very, very humble and an Argentinian. So the people from Argentina were very psyched about this choice. Isn't it strange? It started to be that we're pitting countries against each other, almost like a beauty pageant, although there's no swimsuit competition, but that's what it was like. Oh, pick America. No, pick Italy. No, pick a cardinal from Argentina, and that's exactly what happened. So the new pope now starts a new life and has some pretty big things that he's going to have to turn around. After the white smoke flew out of the Sistine Chapel, his life changed, and maybe the direction of the church, as assuming the role here, he'll have to take the stain as much as possible out of the sex scandals with the pedophilia and the priests, and moving the priests around and assigning them and settling those cases for big amounts of money. And this pope is somebody who's now charged with trying to unite more people in the United States, I think in Latin America and around the world. So world leaders reacted. Our president, of course, threw in his two cents. He said his selection speaks to the strength and vitality of a region that is increasingly shaping our world. Then there was the Australian Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, who said the election of a pope from the new world is an occasion of genuinely historic proportions, and mostly pretty positive. And of course, he hasn't done anything yet. This is somebody from a new region, and it's just kind of a reminder that there is the selection of a pope, maybe because of the history and how far back we go. As far as popes and the Catholic Church and all of that kind of stuff, it shows the intrigue, I think, that's there when it comes to making this selection. I don't know. It seems that way to me anyway. But what the policies are about pedophilia and just excommunicating whoever they find to be complicit on this, obviously, will be one of the number one things that the Pope has to worry about, has to focus on, I think, anyway. So this is a huge moment. It's interesting because the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE, which is a leading Muslim civil rights group, they released a statement. I was kind of stunned by that, and they said, "We congratulate Pope Francis on his election by the College of Cardinals and offer the Muslim community support and cooperation in every positive effort he will undertake for peace, justice, and the betterment of humanity." But that one line, betterment of humanity, let's hope he's better at that than Benedict, no offense, was. Benedict did 8 years, bolted, resigned, retires to a monastery to devote himself to a life of prayer. And with all of the corruption that cast a giant shadow over the Vatican during Benedict's reign. This pope can start clean, at least from his background. He will still have to deal with the people who are abused by priests, and he will still have to prevent as much as possible sexual assaults against children. That has to be number one on his agenda. Not the theology part, not all the other stuff. It has to be that part of it. How do you turn it around for people who absolutely hate the hypocrisy of the Catholic Church for things that have happened in the past? All right, to be sure, there are many other things that happened near and far in this great country and elsewhere that are worth talking about in this version of America Tonight, anyway. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, we're going to introduce you to someone I think you'll find pretty interesting, Brandon Lang. Brandon Lang was the guy who the movie Two for the Money was made after. It's, you know, really his life story. If you didn't see Two for the Money, it starred Matthew McConaughey and Al Pacino. The movie was about Brandon and coming from a small town because he suffered an injury, knew a lot about sports, ended up being phenomenal at being an odds maker and really got in over his head. It's actually a pretty decent little movie. But Brandon talks a little bit about college hoops because we've got another Nail the Score coming up pretty soon here as we're getting deeper into what will ultimately be Selection Sunday and the setup and whatnot. So we'll have a couple of weeks of Nail the Score. Remember that. It'll be on Wednesday into Thursday. So it comes back for hoop tournament time and, of course, the NFL as well. Justice for All or Not? That's a very, very big question that's asked every single day in all the courtrooms across America. Lady Justice, where does the balance swing? And when we come back, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Some of the things that have been going on in courtrooms around the U.S., including the jury convicting the New York cop in the cannibal plot. It almost seems as though this was something that was written as part of a Hollywood script, and it wouldn't be so scary if it weren't true. And it is truly a very sickening story, and one that captivated not just New Yorkers, because they were, first there's the shock, and then you go from there. But it also, I think, rung home to several other people about, you know, does this really happen? You've got a cop who conspires to kidnap women, and then he wants to rape, torture, cook, and eat them? He really wants to do that? He's that dark? Wow. Oh, that is frightening. And he was a decent-looking guy, one that could probably seduce enough women to somehow getting close enough to him that he would be able to kidnap them or, you know, do the things that he was fantasizing that he was going to do. I'll tell you who he is and more about that story and some of the other court cases that are pretty interesting that have happened right now across America. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
You want to throw in, you can, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I'm even going to say it one more time. This is for you, guy, and you know who you are in Las Vegas. He says, yo, why don't you say the numbers more? So here you go, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. That was my best wise guy, by the way. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Yo, Izzy.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
So Matt's speeding again, huh?
Well, we were talking about those road trips. Now, it's funny, I was thinking about you, because you're a good mom. You have all these great kids. Did you go on a bunch of road trips?
Not a whole lot, because we just could never afford it.
Yeah, with them. How many children did you have?
Five.
You talk about your. Oh, yeah. Wow. Cool.
Five.
That's
sets
fun.
Of twins.
Really? Two sets of twins?
Back to back.
What was that like being the mother of twins back to back?
Busy.
That's right. You have no time to think about it because you're just busy. Yeah.
Just busy. And when I got pregnant the last time, I thought, dear God, if you have any redeeming grace for me. Make it a single birth. And it was.
Yay! How fun for everybody, though, that they that the twins, that's the, as adults, that's neat.
Yeah, the oldest two are pretty close, and I did lose one of the middle, the second set of twins.
Oh.
But overall, it was cool, and yeah, it was hard. Everybody says that must have been horrible. I said, well, no, I actually had a really fun time raising my kid.
Yeah.
Because I was widowed when I was pregnant with my last child.
Yeah.
And, but I just had so much fun with them that I just don't remember it being that hard.
Right, because you had fun. Yeah.
I did. I enjoyed raising my children. And so, but anyway, I want to talk about something in the state of Missouri, if that's okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, and don't cut me off because this is so important.
Oh, no.
It is. Okay. I have no official affiliation with Oates. I'm just a passenger. Oates is, it's all caps, O-A-T-S. It's a transportation that has been 30 years now, but mostly it started out with seniors and disabled people. And we're one of the few bus services that actually have very good wheelchair lift. However, thank you to this administration, we have lost 97% of the funding overall, and especially 15% for seniors and disabled people.
Mm.
So I'm asking everybody, even if you're not in state,
mm-hmm.
at least because I know a lot of Missourians listen to your show. Because
mm-hmm.
let me tell you, I tell everybody, they go, well, what show is that? And I said, it's America Not with Kate Delaney. It's mm-hmm. a show you don't want to miss.
You're so sweet.
Well, I told my mm-hmm. men's club today, I said, stay up late enough to listen. 11 isn't late. But anyway, okay. So, people, if you see an Oates bus, you know, hand the driver a donation, even if it's only a dollar, because we are about, we have lost so much of our scheduling, and it's really going to hurt a lot of people. I mean, literally thousands and thousands of people in this state. And no, it's not totally free, although it's much lower than a cab. I pay $2 one way, $2 back, which is very cheap transportation since I don't drive.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of the problems where people aren't realizing that things that are beneficial to all of the citizens is really being abused in the funding. Thank you, McCaskill, for helping cut our funding, because what's also happening is people are abusing the service now. We have people going to and from work and not paying. They're leaving their cars at home, but people who don't drive, they're just not paying. That's paltry fee of $2, and that, oh, trust me, I make it a point to make a loud announcement when I step on the bus. Everybody pay today? Because part of the problem is also people taking advantage of the system, and you cannot believe how irate I have become over this, because where people need funding, because, you know, I'm very anti-pork.
Right.
I am very anti-pork. I don't care if they grow Chinese cabbage in Maine. And I don't care if they need another one, on why transgender people or anybody else are getting fat or stay mm-hmm. skinny.
Right.
That does not serve the entire public, whereas public transportation like Oates does serve anyone who chooses to call in for a pickup. It will serve anybody. And yet, we have gotten so little funding, and people are paying so little to take the bus that we are down now cutting routes, cutting drivers, can't get new vehicles. And it is part of the Department of Transportation programs, by the way. So people in Missouri, pay
do
attention.
Something.
Yeah.
Do write something.
Write your senators, write your House of Representatives, write the governor. And especially Bob McCaskill, and give her Billy hell, because really, she has voted against it. And real quick on that court case, you were talking about a man on top in New York.
Yes.
We had one back when I was a deputy, and Kate, we took him at gunpoint.
Really?
We did.
Good, you got him.
We did. He was stalking females off writing tickets.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was really, really sad. I never thought in my life I'd have my weapon pointed at another fellow officer, but there we were in the middle of an intersection because he would not turn his badge in. He would not give up his gun. And we caught him right in the middle of an intersection. There were about eight of us, guns pointed at him. Stop it or die, basically.
Wow.
I mean, that's kind of a short version of it, but it did happen, and it infuriates me.
That's an abuse, and then so scary because people assume with the badge that, you know, how easy would it be to abduct these women?
It's not hard at all, and,
yeah.
You know, women have gotten a lot smarter. They're on the boat, and I was starting to be pulled over by a cop. And I was out on the open road, and I just kept saying, follow me, follow me. I wouldn't stop till I got to a lit place.
Yeah.
Would not
that's
do
smart.
It. So, you know, women need to understand, do not stop until you get to some place that has other people. Just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
good
all
advice.
I have to say.
Good advice.
Would
that was that was a great call. Thanks, Izzy, and thanks for spreading the word.
Keep that lead foot off the pedal.
That's right, Matt. Keep your foot off the pedal, pushing it all the way down. What are you doing? That crazy trial in New York, so many people were, you know, the jury convicted the cop that was plotting the whole cannibalism thing of actually kidnapping the women and had a blueprint for what he was going to do, how he was going to boil them and all this other stuff. It was on his wife's laptop, so he was married. It was so graphic and frightening. So the good news is he was 6 years an NYPD vet, and he was going to kidnap three women during the week of February 20th in 2012. The emails showed it and all this stuff and showed where they were from and whatever, and so they were able to use that as evidence, and thank goodness they got him, because who knows what would have happened there. And then there's the Ohio man that was convicted for three murders in the Craigslist job ad killings. Remember, this really frightened a lot of people, too, because of how many people use Craigslist. And Richard Beasley was his name. He was found guilty on 26 counts of aggravated murder, kidnapping, aggravated robbery, and a sundry of other charges. But 53 killed three men who answered a Craigslist ad for work on a cattle farm. And see, people just, I don't get it. I know it's probably safe most of the time, but I wouldn't be looking through stuff for Craigslist where you're driving out somewhere by yourself and then look ultimately what happens. So justice in both of those cases without a doubt. All right, we're going to go light on you next. Brandon Lang on the flip side. Great conversation. You don't want to miss it.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Guest is not laying bets on the future Kentucky Derby or any of the other big horse races, because, you know, that's always my thing. But he knows a lot more about the lines than I do, for sure. If you saw the movie, Two for the Money, then you know who the next guest is. Matthew McConaughey, no. But Matthew McConaughey portrayed this guy, Brandon Lang. And he's in our virtual green room. Maybe he's got a parlay card, I don't know. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Kate, I'm doing fantastic, and I'll leave the horses to you. I'm too busy with college basketball right now, and I'm knee-deep in probably one of the greatest runs I've ever had in the 23 years I've been in the business with Larry Brown and SMU plus three today. We're on a 24-6 run in college basketball, so as dialed in as I've ever been, and it's good to have a run like this, but unfortunately we're in a very unforgiving business where they don't care about today. They want tomorrow's winner.
Yeah, and Brandon hangs with our pal, the Buddha Man, at PickNation.com. What do you attribute your hot roll to? I mean, you obviously do your homework, I know that. You're really just getting on that, just a hot run that happens sometimes?
I'm an underdog guy, Kate, so if the dogs, you know, the public is favorites, the Sharps are underdogs, and you're having a plethora of underdogs covering college basketball most recently, and it's just, it's finding value with with small home dogs that are stepping up and getting it done. And confidence is an amazing thing for a handicapper. And when you're in this kind of run, the lines just jump out at you. Whereas when you're on a losing streak, it's like you're trying to read Braille and you see. There's just no confidence at all. So confidence has a lot to do with it. And like I said, the dogs are barking.
Yeah, the dogs are barking. I love that expression. All right, so this, as we look down the road, and if you're talking about underdogs and we're seeing what's happening with the way the tournament's shaping up, you know, you can go back statistically, I don't have to tell you, and look at to the 16 and the Elite Eight, and then from there, the Final Four and all that. Do you think that maybe this holds true this year as you go through, or you have to wait for the matchups, really?
Well, I think I can touch on that briefly from the standpoint that you had so many number ones lose. Week after week after week, it just goes to show you how vulnerable number one is. And so if you're expecting all four number one seeds to get to the NCAA Final Four, I think you're wrong. I think we'll be lucky if we see two of them. I believe as far as parity goes, this is as much parity as I've seen in college basketball since about 20 years. But more upsets this year, more number ones go down. On any given day, you look at Indiana going to Illinois and losing outright. You look at Duke getting beat the way they've gotten beat. Yeah, I mean, it's a revolving door. Michigan was number one for a while, and then they go to Penn State and lose outright. So like I said, nobody's safe. And if you don't bring your A game as this tournament unfolds, I believe we're going to see some tremendous upsets. And you know what? I'm going to call it right now on the Kate show. This may be the year number one seed loses.
Woo! And that hasn't happened in a while.
In the first round, a number one has never lost in the first round. I'm going to say somebody's going to be making somebody nervous in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, there you go. I mentioned at the top the Matthew McConaughey reference and Two for the Money. Were you on that set when that was going on? Did you get invited to the set at all?
Well, first and foremost, just so people understand, my wife, I'm 10 years older than my wife, and I kind of a little over my ski tips there. She's absolutely beautiful. And Kate, just so you know, no matter what happens in life, when I get 65, 70, balding, little chubby, I can always walk in that bedroom and say, honey, close your eyes, here comes Matthew McConaughey. So at the end of the day, I got that going for me. Yes, I did spend time on set. Matt and I had an epic weekend in Vegas. If the Bowling Alley Suite at the Hard Rock could talk, there'd be a full novel there, but we'll just leave that to the imagination. But Matt's a good old boy, good guy, and both he and Al were very forthright in their time and allowing me my access and my time with them. They knew how important it was to me, and I can't thank both of them enough. It was one of the greatest experiences. Other than with my daughter being born, it was probably the second greatest experience of my life.
Yeah, how did the whole movie thing come about? I mean, that's pretty wild that your story is immortalized on the screen.
That in itself, people have said, is another movie. Walked away from the business in 95, went to Australia, started playing in the pickup basketball league down there, met a couple bartenders, told my story and said, wow, that'd make a great movie. And I'm like, wow, you're right. Came back to L.A. and took a job at a golf course as a caddy where producers, directors, and writers played golf. Actually, I had to work in tennis for 9 months before I networked my way into caddy. And then for 7 days, they set me in the caddy shack, didn't give me a loop. And then my first loop out of the box on a Sunday afternoon, single bag, Robbie Krieger, guitarist of the Doors. So I'm walking the fairways, just me and him, talking about Jim Morrison, talking about the suicide, talking about the death. And I said to myself, if this is my first guy out of the box, man, I'm in the right place. Sure enough, 4 months later, caddied for Rene Russo's husband, Dan Gilroy, who's a screenwriter, pitched me the idea. He loved it. Rene loved it. They optioned it 7 years later, Two for the Money. It was that easy. Goal set, goal accomplished. Bingo. Make miracles happen.
Wow, no kidding. And so was the movie pretty much accurate all the way down to the tail end of it? I mean, what happened and how you got into the game and then how the game got you and all that stuff?
Yeah, we switched it to football from basketball. I was going to walk on and play basketball at UNLV in 1989 and met the assistant basketball coach, Keith Starr. He was actually guarding me, and I was averaging 36 a night in a winter league. He was guarding me on a Saturday afternoon, and we were done. I was lighting him up, and he said, man, so where'd you play your college ball? And I said, I did, and I'm 26, got out of the Navy. He goes, man, we could use a guy like you. You won't get much playing time. He said, but we could use a guy like you in practice who's older, not intimidated. Come on down and meet Tark at his restaurant on Thursday, and we'll talk about it. I said, okay. So I go down and meet Tark. First thing Tark says to me, he says, can you get good grades? I said, Jerry, I'm 26 and white. What do you think? And he just started howling. And he essentially said, you know what, if you're serious, go through our preconditioning program, and if you're, you know, if you make the squad and walk on, I'll give you a scholarship your next 3 years. I said, great. A month later, playing on a Sunday afternoon, I blew up my ACL.
Oh, man.
Yep.
What are the odds?
Yeah. And 3 months later, the Pacino character said, hey, come on to New York, give you a shot to make some money with your opinion, and then the movie picks it up from there.
Yeah. So, and when you went to New York, was that just such a, you know, New York obviously very different from Nevada, very different from where you were in some senses, because Vegas has a whole other life unto itself. But was it like that for you, that you were just blown away by all the things that started happening to you?
Well, let's remember, I'm a small kid from a town of 30,000 people in Midland, Michigan, born and raised for 18 years, and I joined the Navy and traveled the world, but I was still a little wet behind the ears as far as going to the big city. So when I got to New York, I'd never been around New Yorkers before, never been around Jewish people before, never had a bagel before, believe it or not, at the age of 26 years old. So when I got there, it was a little culture shock. But I tell you what, I picked up quick, became the Mike Anthony character, suit wearing, Porsche driving, million-dollar man, and took on that persona. And it, you know, that persona gave me the confidence going forward that I shook off the bad parts, kept the good parts of Mike Anthony, and it's made me the success I am today.
Yeah, and so it's all the knowledge that you obviously, in college basketball is your lane, no doubt about that, is next to football, because, you know, football is, you know how potent football is, obviously, the NFL, but March Madness is the king, right, when it comes to people wanting to lay down money on it.
Oh, it's, I tell people there's you know, your bucket list. One of the things on your bucket list should always be go to Vegas and just experience the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, because you have games all day long, and the emotional roller coaster ride in sports books is something that everybody should see. And then now that they've added the NIT, I believe the CBI, the CBA, the UBA, your BA, my mama BA, the whatever BA, all these little mini tournaments, you literally from starting this Monday, you have a college basketball every single day all the way through till the beginning of April. It is absolutely a buffet, no pun intended, out of Vegas of college basketball that you can just go crazy on. And I'm knee-deep in it right now, seeing the board with a clarity I haven't had in a long time. And I'm excited to handicap and get after it and look at these games, because it's fun right now for me. It's the most fun I've ever had.
Yeah, you know, I got to ask you about this game, because I have family heavily involved in this, and I'm not going to tell you which side, but I'll tell you in a second. But Notre Dame with the Big East farewell, the bye-byes, going up against Rutgers in the second round of the conference tournament, that's happening right now. Shortly, they're going to have the tip. Any chance for Rutgers here?
I would take Rutgers plus the points. You know, neutral site. I'm not a big believer in Notre Dame playing away from home. I would lean toward taking Rutgers plus the points. I like teams in their second game of a tournament having played. You saw Seton Hall hang around versus Syracuse pretty much the whole way, covered the 14, losing by 12. I do like Rutgers coming back. Look good against look good against South Florida. They'll hang around. I can't see Notre Dame blowing them out. If they win the turnover battle, they have a chance to win it outright. But on a neutral floor, I'd lean towards the dog.
All right, I love it. My my cousin is the assistant athletic director for Rutgers, by the way.
I had a feeling you were leaning towards the dog. My intuition told me that. I said I better take the dog plus the points to stay in case good graces.
I love it. Go to BrandonLang.com. It's such a great website, too, by the way. I love that you have McConaughey and Al Pacino with you, and you're right there in the middle at the top of it between the two of them. BrandonLang.com. Continue your hot roll, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Yeah, Kate, for your listeners, real quick, just to go to Randling.com and hit the contact us and let everybody know that you heard me on Kate's radio show, and I'll give you all the way through Sunday absolutely free. So a way of just kind of saying, hey, thanks, listening. Go to the website, look around, make yourself comfortable, and, you know, get the next 4 days absolutely free. Just hit the contact us, say you heard me on Kate's show, and I'll give you 4 days free, and let's keep this roll going.
Sweet. All right, you take care, Brandon. Thank you.
Kate, thank you so much. Anytime.
Bye-bye.
Go gardeners. Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Prepper. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Sad, a record number of U.S. counties, more than one in three, in fact, are now dying off. Why? Of course, people are getting older and then weak economies locally, so young people are getting out of there and looking for jobs and building families and friends and whatever else in other places. So the 2012 census released Thursday highlights the population shifts as the U.S. encounters its most sluggish growth ever since the Great Depression. So here's a couple of highlights. I know you're not shocked. New immigrants, many metropolitan areas like New York, Chicago, Detroit, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, would have flatter negative population growth in the last year. They would have. But because of, they're saying, because of the new immigrants, they're making things happen. That's what the Michigan governor, Rick Snyder, is saying. Anyway, he said, he's a Republican, he said at an immigration conference in his state last week that it should be a top destination for legal immigrants to come and boost Detroit and other struggling areas. Now, looking at the census, what you're seeing is that many, after the downturn, many people are leaving the Northeast and they're leaving, were leaving other parts of the Midwest too. It's all about jobs, baby. That's the thing. If you have jobs and somebody can have a decent way of life, then you're going to attract them. Last year, Maine joined West Virginia as the only two entire states where deaths exceeded births. Ooh, deaths exceeded births. Among the 20 fastest growing large areas, you look at 16 that grew faster in 2011, and most of them are located in the Sun Belt or the Mountain West. The slow growing areas are what I just mentioned, the Northeast and parts of the Midwest. So I think what we really can see, and we can give you a whole bunch of other numbers, is the fact that people are going where the jobs are, right? For example, Charleston, South Carolina, and North Charleston, because you kind of separate the two, they've got military bases, so people are going there. And the income rose, so it's a fast-growing metro. Also, Fort Stewart, Georgia, Jacksonville, North Carolina, Crestview, Florida. And that is because of the federal money. So if federal funding is rising in some cities and then dying in others. But isn't it interesting? So it's still the Sun Belt area that a lot of people are moving to. I'll say it again. Jobs. Hello. You'd have to hit us over the head a couple of times with a walk to know. Oh, I see. They can't find a job where they grew up. There's nothing to keep them there. So what are they going to do? Ever see a macaw? Ever know anyone who had a macaw? I've been a couple of places where people actually pose with them. One is in Maui, in Lahaina. There's a macaw, I swear, that's been there forever. And if you ever go, it's such a small little town, you'll see the macaw I'm talking about. Six endangered macaws have been flown from England to Bolivia in hopes they can help save a species devastated by the trade in wild animals. That's a big deal. You know, they've got the blue wings and the yellow breast. So they're at a conservation center in northeastern Bolivia, close to where their natural habitat is. And they were captured, of course, for sale as pets. And no more than 130 of the blue-throated macaws, anyway, are believed to still exist in the wild. Wow, that's incredible. 130? Thousands of the birds were taken in the 70s and 80s, and that's what flipped everything. And then they kept you know, being popular, so they are now not as much in the wild. It gets down to 130. That's, wow, that's crazy to know that it's at least that low. Whew. Let's move this one. California regulators rejected Navy offshore training. This is interesting. The Coastal Commission rejected a Navy explosives and sonar training program because they say it could harm endangered blue whales and other sea life. We're just talking about the macaws and being endangered. They had a hearing in San Diego, and they ruled unanimously that the Navy lacked enough information to back up the argument that the threat to marine mammals would be non-existent. They were expecting to ramp up training in the waters over the next 5 years with the war in Afghanistan winding down and the military shifting focus to the Pacific as part of the national security strategy. And the commissioner said, oh, well, the Navy needs to understand the significance of the California coast in relationship to the entire world because we're doing research that will assist future generations. In other words, get your hands off our whales. We are not taking any chances. And the whole sonar thing, they're very worried about that and what the hearing loss could be from the training program with marine mammals. And they were trying to do this in Maui, too. And in Maui, they rejected it. So, you know, there's a thing about going in the middle of nowhere. They might have to go into the middle of nowhere to actually get this done. Let's move on to this very sad story in a couple of different senses. Two fifth-grade boys who had stolen semi-automatic gun and an ammunition clip and a knife were plotting to kill a classmate in Washington State, but they were stopped when another student informed a school employee person. So the two boys told the police they considered the girl that was rude and annoying near them, and that's what they were going to do. So they're not going to be tried as adults, but they'll be in court next Wednesday for a capacity hearing. They were 10 and 11. And also in their note, they said they were going to kill or get six more students at Fort Colleyville Elementary School in Washington. They even identified them from a class list that they got from a school employee. They were going to, and they had it all planned out. They were going to stab the girl off campus with the knife. The younger boy would scare off anybody who responded with the gun. And I guess the younger boy had been sort of dating the girl, but said she's rude and always made fun of me and my friends, and I just want her dead. Oh, my, oh, my. I can only imagine what the families are going through with this one. So under Washington state law, children between the ages of 8 and 12, I'll throw this in, are presumed to not have the capacity to commit a crime. So this is where they look at certain factors and under what jurisdiction they can proceed from there. Good thing in this case, especially since they had some weapons, that somebody spoke up and they were able to stop that. Thank goodness. Wow. How about this? This is a good one. Hugo Chavez and the whole idea about preserving him for eons, for the rest of our lives and beyond. I guess the embalming, there was kind of a snag that happened, and it might be difficult to preserve him. Scientists are saying that they've determined that the process might be more than they can handle, and they're saying that the decision should have been made earlier. They say that he'll all, you know, the Venezuelan president, the acting president is saying, because there was so much outrage, that he'll always remain in our memory. It's more than your physical body. You know, we have the commander in eternal memory. He told an audience that was fuming that. We want to keep his image, his voice, his thinking alive. Chavez died at the age of 58 after a battle with cancer. They initially said his body would be embalmed, but it turns out that they weren't able to do it. So the plan was to have his body displayed like Vladimir Lenin and China's Mao, but it wasn't possible because apparently they waited much too long.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.